don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, there it is. This is CITR. Oh gosh, hold on. Let me do this again. Okay, here we are. CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Point Grey. It's a wonderful day outside here at the University of British Columbia campus, which is located on top of the unceded Coast Salish, Hunkaminam-speaking land, the Musqueam people. This is John, and I've been away for 2 weeks. I've also got a bit of a cold. Every few months I feel on this show, owing to my awful immune system, undoubtedly built by a terrible childhood of poor nourishment. Discipline your kids, everyone. Make sure they eat their vegetables. I do this just real meandering in my myopic show where I talk about, oh god, goodness, I can't use my voice too much. I can't be out there for you. And in addition, my not having been here for 2 weeks, I was figuring that this episode could be the fade into the background episode. And I think that's a fine theme. I think it's a good theme. What with it being the opening of the new school year, people all around, and having come back from China too, specifically the urban parts of China, can feel good to just fade away and be a face in the crowd. So, without needing to explain myself any further right now, here's a track from the new Ariel Pink album dedicated to Bobby Jameson, a song called Acting featuring Dame Funk, and there's a very particular reason I'm playing this song. First being that I wanted to play an Ariel Pink song from the new album. And the second being that Dame Funk saw him a few years ago at New Forms. Spectacular performance. And New Forms is coming up again next week. So as I fade into the background, we can contemplate that particular juncture of ideas. And let the music take you away.
Have fun at least, Bob.
Okay, man.
We're gonna party till the break of dawn.
Ariel Pink's Acting. This is John. I'm still feeling under the weather. On the airplane back, people coughing at me from all sides and angles. The spatter of air spit. And real circulation of a real communal experience. And, getting to feel close to other people. That was Acting by Ariel Pink featuring Dame Funk. That's on the album dedicated to Bobby Jameson. Bobby Jameson, the recently deceased cult musician, known for a brief surge of fame, only to be defamed by the labels and the celebrity apparatus that surrounded him. Used him and then threw him into the shadows. So, as you can hear, it's Acting. It's a rather narcissistic song. It's sort of bleary, drunk on a half fame that doesn't really exist, that the song itself doesn't really believe in. A perfect compliment for today's blending into the background show experience extravaganza. I'd reach for the horn now, but I'm just too weak. A few years ago, I saw Dame Funk play live at New Forms. This was, 2014, Science World. I believe it was in a series with Inga Copeland, one of the other artists. Really just an all-around fantastic night. And Dame Funk had taken the place of Madlib, who was unable to make the show. And as a matter of fact, I remember there being the promise of a follow-up show that has never materialized, though we all gave our information, our emails. So I'm not saying that New Forms is an arm of the NSA gathering information on illicit part of yours. But there's as much evidence for that as anything else. And all things aside, I think the organization is really cool. So even if they are part of the surveillance state, we're all human. No one's perfect. New Forms is also coming up again soon. The 2017 edition is happening beginning next week, Thursday, which I think is September 28th or 29th, and it's concluding at the end of the month. It's split between two venues. You've got a resonance series with more, let's say, elaborate performance-based pieces at the SFU Woodward Center Theater therein. And then you've got the other half, the evening series, which will be split between dance, DJing, again, more deliberate performances. And that's at the Center for Digital Media on the Great Northern Way, I think next to the new Emily Carr campus. So I've been doing a lot of talking, despite the fact that I said I was going to blend into the background on today's show. I haven't even interrupted myself with any music. A common and contemporary gag, sure to delight today's CITR viewers. I'm sorry. I mean listeners. See, all these tropes are fake. I'm not even, it's not even organic. It's entirely regurgitated. But anyhow, I'm going to be playing some music from people who are going to be playing at New Forums. I'm going to be providing more information about those particular sets because I think people should make it out to New Forums. For those who love underground music, electronic music, it's surely one of the most exciting times of the year for Vancouverites. And I hope by then I do not feel myself on death's bed, ready to pass into the next life. Anyhow, here's some Enmesh. New album from Enmesh, Pharma. Been getting rave reviews. Not that I would know. I've been away. Another part of the planet. Totally alien to today's customs and feelings. Anyhow, here's the track Weed Jesus, and I hope you enjoy.
Very difficult to keep the line between the past and the present. Do you know what I mean? It's awful.
Yeah. The CW is developing a one-hour Riverdale spin-off titled The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. TV Line has learned the project, being likened to Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist in its tonality, reimagines the origin and adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch as a dark coming-of-age story that traffics in horror, the occult and, of course, witchcraft. This adaptation finds Sabrina wrestling to reconcile her dual nature, half-witch, half-mortal, while standing against the evil forces that threaten her, her family and the daylight world humans inhabit.
Isn't that exciting? New dark Sabrina series for today's teens. To traverse, I think, the real moral and mental dimension of what it means to become or be a teenager today. Not that I would know any of that. I was in China. There are no teens over there. This is Scorpio Moon from Nap, Daniel Rincon's dance electronic project. Local artist Daniel Rincon. This is from the album Uncharted, again, which was released a few years ago on 1080p. I'm bringing it up now because Nap will be performing at a 1080p. I'm sorry, no, New Forms Resonance series next week. It's part of New Forms, which I just said. I'm going to let myself fade in the background now. But if you're curious, before that we heard N Mesh's Weed Jesus from the album Pharma. So, you know, I don't normally listen to Vaporwave, and Enmesh has been making the rounds. I think the album is quite good, but I have nothing particularly intelligent to say about it. Even more so than I am normally bereft of intelligent opinions. So, here's some now. Thank you. This is Queued Up on CITR. It's today's episode fading into the background. Not feeling particularly well. I do a handful of these episodes year-round. It's a great chance to make people listen to my dreary complaints. Anyhow, as for that little bit of lovely, fuzzy, down-tempo music, a Scorpio Moon from Nap. The Vancouver act Nap, who's going to be performing at next week's Friday evening resonance series for New Forms. Pulling this monitor very close to me because I know of the sensibilities of someone who's been here for quite some time. Need my big reading glasses. New Forms Electric. Okay, that's entirely wrong. It's actually New Forms Festival. Oh boy, okay. New Forms Festival presents Hans Joachim Rodelius, Beatrice Dillon, Electric Indigo, and Nap. Friday evening, September 19th, 29th. Oh my goodness, I'm giving so much misinformation right now. Find the real information at newformsfestival.com. Anyhow, that night's going to be absolutely fantastic. I'm going to be out there doing a review for Discorder. Nap is going to be opening things up at 8 p.m. You've also got Electric Indigo, Beatrice Dillon, Hans Joachim Rodelius. I can't speak very much to most of those artists. I can say that Hans Joachim, one of the preeminent individuals when it came to defining the genre music that we have codified. Not we. I'm using a very royal sense of the word we. I didn't do anything with this. I was totally uninvolved. But we have codified as Krautrock, very instrumental man, who will be playing a lot of instruments, surely. So yeah, check that out. That's on September 29th. Tickets are very, very limited because full weekend festival passes have sold out. I'm assuming they're only going to open up a few more tickets for individual evening seated shows, and then the rest will only be available according to who makes it their door, because you can never know with these big festivals who's going to make it out or not. But yeah, so that's happening. That's, oh, what have I done to this monitor? Oh no, all the settings have gone wacky. Okay. I guess today I was supposed to do a minimal talking, funny sort of, not funny, no, certainly not, fun-y, in the sense of incorrect, wrong, funny smelling or thinking, show about fading into the background, but I guess I do have one story to tell about New Forms. New Forms, fantastic, fantastic series. Last year, so much fun. A few years ago, so much fun. A few years ago before that, so much fun. It's a recurring pattern when it comes to New Forms. And you know what? Bringing so much great talent into the Lower Mainland so that we can experience it here in this little, like, isolated coastal city, I guess. So a few years ago, saw Dame Funk, who was replacing Madlib for a performance. This was the year that New Forms was at Science World, which I thought was fantastic, because you could play all the little fun games out in the lobby in between sets. I played a telepathy game, which I won consistently, demonstrating that my children will have even greater ESP powers than myself. Dame Funk replacing Madlib closed off the night. Great performance. Great, great, just virtuosic funk jams. And it went on and on and just in deep into the night. I remember leaving around 3:30 or so, and Dame Punk was still playing. And I can tell the story with some confidence, because at the time I was a teetotal, and I was not under the influence at all. I was there totally sober in mind, in body, unshaken by anything except the length of the day, my lack of sleep, the music. Dame Punk just kept going on and on. It was a delight, but it was simply too much. I had to break myself away, re-individualize myself, re-find myself as a discrete being and entity outside of the dance floor once again, because Dame Funk just kept going on and on, and he got up with his guitar, was playing on stage, and he did this, again, virtuosic solo that must have gone on for 10 minutes, and I thought that must have been it. That must have been the climax of the show, but no, then it went on for another 10 minutes. He kept going, and then he began to have people from the crowd key in on his keytar, and then it kept going, and he kept going, and it was a blazing star into the night. Is this year's New Forms going to have something of the same caliber? Who knows? It's different every year. It's different with different performances, different performers, different aesthetics, different feelings, different vibes. But anyway, I'm going to fade back into the background again. The same day, or nay is what I said. Okay, the same day I saw Dame Funk, the same night rather, I also saw Inga Copeland, who had a fantastic performance. It was just after the release of Copeland's solo album. I think her first solo album after the quote-unquote dissolution of Hype Williams. Although I'm forgetting the name of that album. Hype Williams has a new project out. And we're going to listen to a track from it right now. It's called The Whole Lay. And I have nothing else intelligent to say. Again, you know, not that I've been dishing out the hot commentary or anything, but let's reel our expectations back even further. Okay, talk to you soon.
I wanna know.
After waving hasta la vista, baby, more than 25 years ago, Linda Hamilton is returning to the world of Terminator, reuniting with James Cameron, the creator of the sci-fi franchise, for the new installment being made by Skydance and Paramount.
Sorry, I was too enraptured to jump back on right away. So I guess with programming, music programming here, you can often divide things up into, you know, you've got your mix shows, just going to deliver you a hot mix, a work of art, really, put together for you with emotion or affect or sentiment or theme, something sticking every piece together. And then you have shows where people just play what they like. And you know what? Usually I'm critical of those shows, but that's exactly what I'm doing here right now because I'm realizing I'm running out of time and been away, so I haven't listened to Glenn's new album, the Gary, Indiana producer, Glenn. Oh, goodness. Again, I'm not feeling well, so these mispronunciations have to be held to that account. But Glenn's new album, Black Origami, which just came out months ago, here's the track Carbon 7. Wasn't sure if I should play it today. I'll explain why afterwards, but I love the album, love her work. Hear that she just did a series of remixes for Ben Frost's new album, so I haven't listened to that yet, but I am extremely excited. So here is Carbon 7 from Jalen. We'll be right back. So that was Jalen's Carbon 7 from the new album Black Origami, which is, I think, on Moo Records, Planet Moo. And it's her second album, but first follow-up to Black Diamond, which won widespread critical acclaim 2 years ago. I feel kind of strange about playing Jalen, because, and this is one of those anxieties of being someone who is thrust into a position where they have to speak as some kind of authority on music, even though I would never claim in 1,000 years to be any kind of authority on music, art, living the good life, or any of those things. But if you want to know some great herbal tea remedies, please hit me up. But with artists like Jalen, artists who come from a dance, hip-hop background, lots of these kinds of backgrounds. Jalen coming from Gary, Indiana, of course, Indiana being one of the nexuses of footwork music in the States. And Jalen herself using the palette of footwork, much less oriented towards a dance direction and more oriented in a sort of down-tempo or IDM direction. Is that these artists, you know, I'm thinking of people like DJ Screw right now, who get picked out from particular communities and are acknowledged as preeminent artists without the context of their surroundings or the acknowledgement that those surroundings themselves constitute, let's say, cultures of art that are exactly as laudatory and eminent and interesting and worth exploring as artists like Jalen, but because they aren't affixed with the same affect of this is an experimental artiste by the critical community, that side of things is often left ignored. And we get instead this picture of these individual people are geniuses above the fold. And while I do think Jalen is a genius, that doesn't necessarily explain the Indiana footwork scene. It doesn't explain what's so vital or interesting about her music. So that's just my little rant about, I don't know, I guess trying to explain my anxiety as to playing a song from someone who I would otherwise have no problems playing with whatsoever. Because I think also it speaks to maybe a lack of research, a lack of effort placed in for me to extricate Jalen with this one song, not really speaking any further to the genre of footwork, playing any other artists that are falling within the same critical purviews. So, I don't know. I think it's things we all have to watch out for. But, you know, today is a rush show. I'm just trying to play all this music that I quite like. And there's only so much time. So back to New Forms. Jalen is not playing New Forms. That would be lovely, but not this year. We've got a track from the Vancouver artist City, which is releasing on, I think, Halcyon Vale? And the song, yeah, Halcyon Vale. And the song is called Inevitable. Inevitable. The album, A Goal is an Image. And again, City's playing at New Forms. I think it's one of the evening shows at the Center for Digital Media. I'll have to look that information up for you. But yeah, again, fading into the background. Please enjoy. We'll be right back. Hey, we're coming to the end of today's show. Cue it up here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. And that was Edna King's Wake Me Up, Edna King from Toronto. Before that, we heard Cities, Inevitable. They're both going to be playing Friday at New Forums next week, Center for Digital Media, Great Northern Way. Art is happening, whether we like it or not. I'm joined by a very special sudden guest, Polina. How's it going?
Hello, I am good. I am also sick.
Yeah, we're both sick today, so I figured that we'd spend these last minutes on air this week just kind of pontificating about our sickness.
Yeah, apparently I sound like I'm in a different room to John in comparison to how I normally sound, which is interesting. Yeah. You sound the same.
You're outing me as a terrible sort of person who just like points out people's differences, and I suppose I am terrible in a way.
Here's a cute fact for you. When I was younger, and I was sick, I told my mom that I was afraid to answer the phone because like my grandma had called, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to get her sick, so right. I thought I could get her sick through the telephone.
I think that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
It does.
Like, and it's funny you were saying that thing about like sounding like we're in a different room, because I mean, we're talking to people right now on the freaking radio, so like, you know.
That would suck.
That's an additional layer of like disconnection. And also, if it were the phone transmission, then we would be getting so many people sick right now. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just, like, right in these microphones, right?
Yeah, it's
That's
true.
That's the most contagious thing to do with your mouth. That hiss. The evil hiss. Yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry, but that's real life. That's not fiction.
If you get sick, I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Yeah.
They're tuned in right now.
They
demand this. But yeah. So mm-hmm. being sick is not, it's true though. You're being thoughtful. And I thought you were going to say that like someone else might've gotten sick from using that phone.
Oh no.
Which is true. So
that's
like,
actually a lot more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the thing is one way or another, like, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be magical phone transmission sickness, but it could just be germs. And on that note, I've suddenly become aware, and thank you for teaching me about empathy, apparently, because I wasn't even thinking that I'm using this microphone, and it's like, I should probably go try and disinfect it, because I'm sick, and someone else is going to be using this in a moment. But, you know, we don't kiss our microphones.
No.
We don't.
No.
There. So, you know,
never.
There's the
we don't do
layer
that.
Of separation. Yeah, you're right, Polina, we don't. And we never will.
Everybody stay safe in this month, because everyone gets sick in the beginning. Usually I get sick every single mm-hmm. school year.
Yeah,
right at the beginning.
I mean, they're just the combination of so many factors, right? Number one, you've got people coming in from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the sicknesses of the world converging on one spot. Number two, you've got people like kind of stressed about coming back to school. Stress, of course, it weakens the immune system.
It does.
You've got people crammed in together. Just
in small spaces.
In small spaces. Yeah. You're a vegetarian, right, Polina?
Yes, I am.
Vegetarianism. I mean,
that's a lie. I'm more like a pescatarian because I still love my sushi.
But, you know, it's interesting to think about how sickness has been produced in this environment. Because, you know, a lot of doomsday theorists, and I guess we'll have to close on this cheerful tidbit, a lot of doomsday theorists think that, like, oh, when it comes to, you know, a lot of people, like, who have money, like Bill Gates, et cetera, like rich philanthropists, are really concerned about a global viral epidemic mm-hmm. and talking about how we're totally unprepared for anything like that. And for them, that's the prevailing cause for concern in the world right now, is a global epidemic of some kind. And it really is interesting all the different ways that sickness is produced according to cultural and corporate practices. For instance, in a lot of parts of Southeast Asia, you have these pharmaceutical companies mm-hmm. which are basically dumping all their waste into local riverways and waterways. And, you know, that waste involves a lot of antibiotic
mm-hmm.
byproduct. So basically, you've got these waterways full of fish which are being pumped full of antibiotics. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have people drinking the water. You have people using the water, eating the fish that comes out of the water. The fish themselves are swimming, drenched in this antibiotic residue. And, of course, you know, that's just a cauldron of new disease and sickness that's evolving in that particular, you know, evolving to surpass the effects of antibiotics.
Mm.
So that's a comforting thought for everyone. But of course, then you think about what we were talking about earlier about like stressed out animals. And then you just think about like, the horror of factory farming and like all of these incredibly stressed out animals having to share really close spaces with one another. And of course, they're being pumped full of antibiotics too. So we will soon reap what we sow.
Wow.
And become very, very ill as a matter of our wretched corporate and cultural practices. Belinda, do you have anything?